The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Gemara Masechet Yuma, and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Omer Blazer. Afilu bishvil tzaddik echad ha'olam nivra. That even for one tzaddik, for one righteous person, the world was created. As it states, shenemar vayara lihim es ha'or ki tev, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, his first creation was light. He said, yihi or. And then he states, he saw the light, and it was good. And good refers to the tzaddik, as it states in Yeshayahu, Omru tzaddik hi tov. Therefore the Gemara learns that the world was created for the tzaddik, for the tzaddiki, necessary even for one righteous person. The Gemara also, a little later, says, Omer b'chiyah barab, Omer b'yechnon, ro ha-koresh borchu, she-tzadikim mu'otin. The Almighty saw that the tzadikim, the righteous, were few. Omad, v'shoslon b'chol dovador. And therefore, he planted them singularly in each generation. He spread them out, rather that there should be all of them in one generation. It's better that there should be just each generation, so each generation should be represented. So here we see focus, and that this seems to be the ultimate purpose, and it's necessary even for oneself. Generally, we are accustomed to thinking that who is the tzaddik? That's the perfect person of ultimate perfection, without chet, that who has no transgressions. That's firstly. And secondly, they are the rare individuals which we find perhaps one or two or just a few in every generation. And they were prepared for this task from the 6 days of Bereshis, from the 6 days of creation, or at least from birth. And this level of tzaddik is not for stam b'nei odom, not for regular people like us. This is the general impression. Again, that the tzaddik that we're referring to is the rare individual that reaches, or that is of ultimate perfection, without chet, without any transgressions. And he was made for this task, if not from the very beginning of creations, from the very beginning of days, at least from his birth. And we're speaking about a very, very elite group. According to our sages, this is not true. Firstly, in regards to the first point, it states in Keheles, Perek Zayin Posuchov, ki odem ein sadik ba'oretz, asher yaseto v'leyechto. That there is not a righteous man on the earth who does good and does not yechto. Does not, well, yechto means the simple sense, means chet, does not transgress, does not sin. And it's interesting to note, the commentaries bring out, that Shlema HaMelech that wrote this, King Solomon, he said, ki ein ki odom ein sadik. Odom, a man, and he used the word Otis, earth. And he used the word paper. A man, mind on the earth, is righteous, with only good and without sin. This is possible, perhaps, for an angel, but not for a man. And this is possible, perhaps, in the heavens, but not on the earth. And therefore he said, Ki Odom, a man, ein sadik ba'oritz, is not totally righteous on the earth, which will do only good, ve'leyechto, and he will not sin. Also, the commentators say, the word hate actually shares two meanings. It refers to sin. It also refers to lack, something lacking. Both have this, share the same meaning. And what is referring to here, that there can be no tzaddik, no righteous person in totality that is not lacking something. Then we have the Gemara in Kiddushin. Perek HaMakadosh, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. If a man comes to a woman and he says, Hare at Mikudeshes Li, I want you to be married to me. Amanasha Ani Tzadik. But a condition was made. And the condition was, she agreed only on one condition, that he should be a tzaddik. So the Gemara says, if he's a tzaddik, then for sure it's a good condition, a kedushin, a good marriage, because the condition was fulfilled. But afilo rosho gomor, but even if he's a rosho gomor, a totally wicked person, mikudeshes, it's still a sofik kedushin. We still have to worry that perhaps the kedushin, the marriage, took effect. Why? Shemihira tshuva b'dayta. Because maybe he was a rosha yesterday, but today, in his mind, he repented, and therefore it would be a good kedushin. So we see here from the Gemara that a person makes a condition that he's a tzaddik, even if till now he was a rosha gomor, a total rosha. But if he's here at tshuva b'daita, but if he repents in his mind, then he's called a tzaddik. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, states that Odom nidon kifi reiv maisov. A person is judged, and this person is determined not by single acts, but rather by all of his acts. All of his acts are taken into consideration, and they're weighed one against another. And then he is judged and determined in accordance to the calculation of the majority of his acts. Every person has merits and he has sins. Someone whose merit outweighs his sin, then he's called a tzaddik. And someone whose sins outweigh his merits, then he's called a rosho. Mechsa lemechsa beinani. If they are equal, then he's known as a beinani. Beinani is a person who's not a tzaddik and not a rosho, in the middle. And then the Rambam continues, this is also true in regards to a medina, to a city, or to a province, that we weigh up all of the merits and all of the sins. And this is how the city is judged. V'chein, kol elam kula. And also in regards to the entire world. Now naturally, when we weigh, it's not so simple. Because sometimes a person can do one act, which is a mitzvah, which can outweigh many, many Averas. And sometimes one Avera, one sin, which can outweigh many, many mitzvahs. So therefore the Rambam tells us it's not our job to measure. Yeshoven shu keneged kamas chuyos. Ein shaiklin ele bedaiti shel keil deos. The Almighty, who is the Almighty with infinite wisdom, and he knows how to weigh. So therefore it's not a simple measurement of like when you're weighing in pounds or in ounces or in kilograms. But this is left to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at any rate, what do we see from here? That a person can have many sins. But if he has mitzvahs, the one is called tzaddik. So we see firstly that is a person who is perfect, that never, all of them never tasted sin. Not. Secondly, now, in regards to the second point, that generally we assume that these tzaddikim, the untouchables, they were mukhan, they were prepared for this task by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning of creation or from their birth. And you had to be chosen by a task. Actually, Habdu. This is, there are certain special people that were chosen for the task. The tzaddik, the ultra right. Not so. Just to the contrary. The Gemara tells us, it was said, unbelief. But this is wrong. The Gemara tells us, it was said, the Nida, Daf Lamar Aleph, Amar Aleph. Actually, daf lamed on the base. That when the fetus, the embryo, is formed in the womb of the mother, before he comes into this world. So Dorish Rab Samloi. Rab Samloi expounded. Lema habla deme b'mei imoi. What is the embryo like when it's in the womb of the mother? And he goes into great detail. And then he tells us that when he's ready to come into the world, and he eats mishom, he is not let out of the womb until he is forced to take an oath, as it states, "Kili tichra kol berak tishova kol lashon," as it states that every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall swear to me. Where does every tongue swear to the Almighty? That refers to the fetus just before he comes into the world. And what is this oath that's given to him? Mahi ashfua shemashbina isoy tihi tzadik ba'al tihi rosho. The oath which is given to him is that you shall be a tzadik, be a rosho. In Now, it's not speaking about special children. It's speaking about normal, everyday children are given this oath by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tehi Tzadik, that you shall be righteous, Ve'al Tehi Rosho, and you shall not be evil. So from here we see that anyone can become the tzaddik. It's not given to the elite group. And not only that anyone can become the tzaddik, not only anyone and everyone, but anyone and everyone is obligated, it is incumbent upon him to become a tzaddik. Because this is the oath that the Almighty extracts from him. That every tongue shall swear to me, Tehi tzadik ve'al tehi rosho, that you shall be tzadik and you shall not be a rosho. And again we see this from the Gemara in Nida, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Dorish Rachanina Bar Popo, Rachanina Bar Popo expounded, Also Malach Hamamuna Aleherion, Laila Shmoi. The name of the angel which is appointed to oversee conception, his name is Laila. V'neitel Tipo, and he takes the seed, Umamida Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brings it to the Almighty. V'aymer Lefonov. And he says to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Tipos there, this seed, Ma Tehei Olecha, please decree on this seed what it will be. Gibor or Cholosh, will he be naturally strong or weak? Chochom or Tipesh, will he be brilliant? Will he be clever? Or will he be simple? Oshira only. Will he be wealthy or will he be poor? This is what the angel, this particular angel, this is his job, to go and take the exception, to bring it to the Almighty, and to demand, to declare that the Almighty must decree on this person what is he going to be. Is he going to be of a strong physical nature or a weak physical nature? Sickly. Is he going to be intelligent, enormous intelligence, or a little slow? Wealthy or poor? The Ilu Rosha Otsadik Lekoma. But he has no permission to ask the Almighty to decree on this seed if it will be tzaddik or rosho. He has no permission to ask. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not decree. Kirb Hanina, Domar Hanina, Akol Bidei Shomayim, Chutz Miyirei Shomayim. Because everything is decreed from heaven, with the exception of that what has to do with the fear of the Almighty. That is left to the domain of man. Therefore, permission is not granted to this angel to request from the Almighty to decree on this person if he will be tzaddik or rosho. And that's what it states for Ato Yisrael Ma'ashem Elkecha Shoel Mimoch. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Ki im liyira, only to fear him. What does it mean, only to fear him? He doesn't ask from you that you should be wealthy, or that you should be strong, or that you should be brilliant. Because that's not your job, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job. What he asks from you is ki'im liyira, to fear him, to be tzaddik. Now there again, not talking about the elite, talking about the great tzaddikim. The great tzaddikim, we are a very blessed nation, and we've had many generations that we can tell many stories about. The Gemara does say that it was these tzaddikim that were brought. This was every child that's brought. Everyone that's brought. And Tzadik V'Rosho is not Ikrit. Then the Rambam tells Tshuva at the beginning of Perek Hey. Reshus lechol Adam Nesuna. Permission is granted to every Tov if he wants to turn himself to the up, become a tzaddik, then grant permission was granted. If he wants to turn himself to the wrong path, to become an evil person, Arishus Biyodai, permission also was granted. That's the uniqueness of man, which the angels were very upset with. Because the uniqueness of man is that they have a domain which even the Almighty does not interfere with. And that's to choose between good and evil. Now, does this mean that someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, heaven forbid, he could have chosen to be a Rosho? Or someone like Yerovam ben Nevat? We've also had classical Roshoim. They could have chosen to be a Tzaddik. Or does it mean that just plain individuals can choose to be as great as the greatest tzaddikim? Surely, preordained plan that governs this. This Rambam says, Al Yavor b'machshavtecho. Do not think the way the fools of the nations of the world, or unfortunately many. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu preordains on the person from the beginning of his birth, from the beginning of his creation, be a tzaddik or rosh, that he should be a tzaddik or he should be a rosh. Ein adover kein. This is not true. Ela kol odom roi li a tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. Every individual has the potential to become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or rosh ki Yerovam, or a rosh or an evil person like Yerovam. And Rambam says this is from the Dover Ze Iko Godl Ruhu Amur Atereva Mitzvahs. This is the foundation of Torah and Mitzvahs. As it states, Reinosati Levanecho Hayom Esachai. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us choice. From all of this we see, firstly, that when we are referring to the great Tzaddikim, we're not referring to angels. We're referring to people that were plain, ordinary human beings. Secondly, we are not referring to a chosen class, but we're referring to anyone who at birth is given this potential and this choice. What is the interpretation of tzaddik, and what is the interpretation of rosho? The Maral Miprag in his Nesivat Tzedek explains it for us. He says the word tzaddik, which comes from the word tzedek, tzedek means something. The Targum writes kushto. For example, at the end of Kisetze, where it says, Evan Shlema v'tzedek yeloch, Efo Shlema v'tzedek yeloch, that your weights and measures should be tzedek and Shlema. kushta. Kushta means that they should be totally upright, totally perfect, totally straight. Or, for example, we have another pasuk, tzedek, tzedek, tirdeif. That you should pursue tzedek. This means something which is true, something which is totally upright. So the Maral says, tzadik, tzedek, that's the yosher, the mitzui, the shivui. Something which is upright, straight, perfect, a perfect balance in the center. Sometimes you have a tree that grows straight, that's yosher, perfect balance. That does not turn from a straight path, an upright path, either to the right or to the left. But the perfection of straightness and of balance and of centrality. This is what the word tzedek means. That's why it's referred to weights. Weights must be perfect, straight, balanced, and must not be to the right or to the left. This is why it's written in Mishle. Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Mishle Yud Pasuk Chofei, he said, "V'tzadik yisod olam," that the righteous are the foundation of the world. Yisod olam can have two interpretations. They're the foundation of the world, or they're a foundation forever. But they're a foundation of the world. Why? Because what is a foundation? A foundation is something that holds up something. And it holds it up forever. So this has to be perfectly straight. It has to be perfectly balanced. And it has to be in the center. If you have a foundation that's a little off-center, either to the right or to the left, it's not going to be much of a foundation. And the tzaddik is a yesod olam. He's a foundation forever and a foundation for the whole world. So this means he's in perfect balance. He's perfectly upright. He doesn't turn to the right and he doesn't turn to the left. He is straight. This is, what is the Rosha? The Rosha is just the opposite. Sheyeitze min hashivui v'ayisha. Ein ha-Rosha, the Maral says, elami sheyeitze min ha-yesha. Rosha merely means someone who turns away from straightness, who turns away from the perfect middle point to the right or to the left. This is Rosha. And even if he turns away a little, something that's off-center, even a little off-center, is off-balance. And no longer can he be perfect. No longer can he be a perfect foundation. And the Rosha, immediately when he starts to turn off the perfection of a straight path, is Mikrei Rosha, is called the Rosha. This is why the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Anunches Omed Beis, Hamagbiya Yodei Al Chaverei, Nikra Rosha, Afil Bahora Aromash Yad Bilvad. Gemara says that if you lift up your hand to strike someone, you call the Rosha even before you strike him. This is what Meisha called when he saw the two Hebrews were fighting. One was lifting up his hand to strike another one. He said, Rosha, Loma Sake Ve'ehu. He called him a Rosha. Baharomesh Yad Bilvad. When one lifts up his hand, he becomes a Rosha. And why? Because Zehu Hascholesh Yitzi Osam Mina Yeshua. Because this is the beginning of the going away from the middle path. There's an interesting Gemara in Beitza, Daf Chofei Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omar Rami bar Abba, Chatzuva mikatea raglei and rishia. Chatzuva, there was a plant that was called a chatzuva. So Rami bar Abba said, this chatzuva, this plant, this is going to cut off the feet of the Rishayim in the world to come. What does it mean, cut off the feet? He'll be the prosecutor. In the world to come, when the Almighty judges the Rishayim, the Chatzuva will be the prosecutor. Why? So Rashi explains, what is this Chatzuva? Esev shesharoshov neikvin v'yodin ba'emek. That's a certain plant, and its roots go down deep, and they go straight down. Ve'ein mispashet letzodim klal. And they do not go to the right or to the left. They go just straight down, and the plant grows straight up. It was used by people, by farmers, people to plant on the boundaries of the field, because this would always be the boundary mark. Generally, you can't put plants to be a boundary mark because they're going to spread. But this was a plant which you could trust. Its roots go straight down and do not move to the right or to the left. And therefore, it never spreads out. So it was used as a boundary mark. So one shouldn't take another person's property. This will be mekatea raglei rishoyim liyamadin, and this will be the prosecutor against the rishoyim in the day of judgment. Shegezlim v'chemsin u'masigin gvul v'ein lemidin mimenu, that steal other people's property. What is the explanation? Because this was just contrary to the rosho. The rosho is the one who's not straight. He goes to the right, he goes to the left. And when he goes to the right or he goes to the left, he puts his hand where it shouldn't be put. Takes what belongs to other people. And on the day of judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask him, why weren't you yosher? Why didn't you grow straight? Why did you go to the right and to the left? And he'll say, you're asking too much from me. It's impossible. And then he'll bring out the chatzuva, this plant, and he'll show him that even a plant can grow perfectly straight, which shows that this quality the Almighty placed in the creation. So therefore, certainly, and a person has this quality. So therefore, chatzuva, this plant, mikatei raglei derishia, they will cut off the feet of the rishoyim in the world to come on the day of judgment. This is why Shlomo HaMelech writes on that posuk, which we quoted, Mishle Yud posuk Chofei ka'avor sufa ve'ein rosho. The tzaddik yisod olam. A sufa was a wild wind. It's like a hurricane. A hurricane, a cyclone, a tornado. Ruach se'ora. The rishoyim shall disappear from the land just like a ruach se'ora, a wild wind disappears. But tzaddik, But the righteous, you sold all them. They will be here forever, and they will be a foundation for the world forever. He compares the Rosha to the wild wind. What is a cyclone? Or what is a hurricane? Or what is a typhoon? That's an imbalance in nature. That's when something goes wrong. When there's an imbalance, a lack of perfection off center. If the earth will tip a bit, there'd be a rumble. It can create enormous typhoons. So from the Ruach Se'orah, we can see what happens when a person walks a bit off center. It's a destructive force, and it brings Churban. And that's the Rosho. He's off center, he's a destructive force, and he brings Churban. He brings disaster. But how long does the Ruach Se'orah, does the wild wind last for? Very short. He does enormous destruction in that short time, but very short. He's here and it goes. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be balance. Therefore, an imbalance is an abnormality. And any abnormality quickly swings back to normality. So therefore, this wind, in a very, very short time, it disappears. So Shlaima HaMelech says that's the same thing with the Rosho. Tavur Sufa, the Ein Rosho. Just like the wild wind, or some wild act of nature, is only like a flash, and it does its damage, but then it's gone. That's the Rosho. Comes into the world, he does enormous damage, but then he's gone. And he'll disappear just like that wind. The tzaddik, on the other hand, the tzaddik is the one who's perfect center, perfect upright. He'll never disappear. Not only he'll never disappear, he'll be here as long as the world is here. And not only he'll be here as long as the world is here, he is the foundation of the world. So this is what Shlaima HaMelech is teaching us, Kavur Sufa, as a wild wind disappears quickly, the Ein Rosho, that's what will happen to the Rosho. Tzaddik, you sold Olam, but the righteous, the tzaddik, the upright, he'll be a foundation for the world forever. Excuse me. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the ultimate of the tzaddik. We say tzaddik v'yoshor hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate of balance, of perfection, of centrality. And therefore, he's tzaddik v'yoshor. And so is his Torah. And the Torah, it states, Torah Hashem Temima Meshivas Nofesh. That the Torah of Hashem is perfect. And therefore, it brings a life to a person. Bekudi Hashem Yishorim Usam Chelev. And the mitzvahs of Hashem are straight, are upright. And they bring simcha to the person. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his mitzvahs to the world. He gave the seven mitzvahs to the Bnei Noach, liyasher eso, to keep them straight. Because it's Torah and mitzvahs that tell us and teach us what is straight and what is not. And to Israel, that he wanted them to be ultimately perfect, he gave them the Torah HaKdusha and Tarjag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. In order to bring them to the ultimate of Yosher. And this is why Yisrael is called Yeshurun. Yisrael is called Yeshurun from the word Yoshua. And this is why Ein bur yereichet. We want to be yosher, then you have to study Torah. Otherwise, how do you know? How do you know what is the right way and what is the wrong way? Therefore, the ignorant cannot come to this level. A Talmud, maybe lidei maisha. Study of Torah brings a person to upright deeds. But now there's another aspect also. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he created every person with an innate, an instinct to be Yoshua. We could ask the question, when man was created, is he created as a Rosho, as a wicked person? Is he created as a good person? Or is he created as nothing? The answer to this is that when the Almighty created man, he created him with an instinct, with an innate nature of the Yoshev Tov, of what is upright and good. And what do we base this? Firstly, the Gemara we quoted before, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis and Nido. The Gemara says that when the child is in the womb of the mother, Melamdin, they say, Kol HaTorah Kula, that you teach him, the angel comes and teaches him the entire Torah. So we see that in his early formation, Torah, which is Yoshua, becomes part of him. Secondly, what we said, Mashbina Yisei Ti Tzadik. He is given an oath that you shall be a tzadik. But I'll ask, what does this mean? What does it mean he's given an oath? She explains as follows. An oath, the Targum is Kayomo. Chizuk. Which means reinforcement. Why does a person take an oath? He takes an oath as a reinforcement, as a support, which will reinforce him to keep his word. For example, I tell you I'll do such a thing. So the other person says, how do I know you'll do it? So I say, I'll swear. But what difference? Because now that you take an oath, that is an added reinforcement. That is a force which will coerce you to keep your word. This is what an oath is. This is why in Targum it is called Kayomo, Lekayem. To force you, to enforce what you're saying. So what does it mean that this fetus is given an oath? Rao says he is given a nature. This oath is a nature that will coerce him, that will force him to be a tzaddik. Ti tzaddik vel ti rosho, and not a rosho. The world refers to this as a conscience. Everyone is born with a conscience to want to do right and not to do wrong. Everyone is born with an instinct where he has at least some idea of what is right and what is wrong. Where does the conscience come from? This is where it comes from. That the Malach comes and it says, Ein yotzin la'avad ha'ilam. They do not let this unborn child out into the world until he will swear. And this is what is meant Tishav li tishava kol loshon. Every tongue will swear to me. And what is he made to swear? That he will be a tzaddik and not a rosho. What is the purpose of this? That in his nature, intrinsically and innately in his nature, shall be a force which will coerce him to be a tzaddik and not a rosho. Just like when a person says, I'll do this for you, and he says, I don't believe you, so I reply, all right, I'll swear to you. That is a force I am placing on myself, which will coerce me to keep my word. He can go against his nature, just like a person can take a shvuah, an oath, and still he can break it. But just like when the person takes the oath, if he wants to go against it, he's going to have to go against it and break it. So now this is the nature of the person. From here we learn a great chidush, a very, very great chidush, that it is the nature of every born child in the world to do good and to want to do good and to have some idea of what good is. Not that there is a nature to do evil, or he's born without any nature whatsoever. And that's why he's taught the entire Torah, and he's given an oath that he should be a tzaddik and not a rosho. And the Gemara says further. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angel tells him, Have you there HaKadosh Baruch Hu tohor, umeshosov tohorim, v'nashama shenosan boch tohoda. The angel tells him, you should know that the Almighty is tohor. He's the ultimate of purity. And his angels are pure. And the soul which he has given to you is pure. If you will guard it, it will be yours. If not, then I will take it away from you. This is what the angel tells him. So we see from here that there is no such thing as a Rosh Meledo. There is no such thing as an evil person from birth. This is contrary to popular belief. Many times we say he was born evil. No such thing. To the contrary, everyone is born good, because everyone is born beleichet. There is no person that is born with sin. And everyone is born with an neshama tahora, with a soul that was pure, and with a nature and a conscience, which is the form of the shvuah of the oath which was given to him. This becomes the instinct, the nature of people. Excuse me 1 minute. This is the explanation in the Gemara, also in Yuma. Reb Lezer asked the question. In this Perek of Mishle that we're quoting from, Perek Yud, that whole chapter deals with the tzaddik and the rosho. Shlomo HaMelech dwells in that whole chapter on tzaddik and the rosho. In Pasuk Zayin he says as follows, Zecher tzaddik livrocho, v'shem rishoyim yirkov. Zecher tzaddik livrocho, the memory of the righteous shall be for a brocho. This is where our custom is that we, when you mention a great person, we say Zecher tzaddik livrocho. His memory shall be for a brocho. V'shem rishoyim yirkov, and the name of the rishoyim, of the evil, the names of the evil shall decay. This is similar to what we said before. The memory of the tzaddikim will always be, while the names of the rishoyim will be forgotten, just as something decays. Reb Lezer asked the question, Why did Shlomo HaMelech say Zecher Tzadik Livrocha? He referred to the Tzadik in the singular. V'shem Rishoyim Yerkov. And he referred to the Rosha in the plural. He said the memory of the individual righteous person is for a blessing. The names of the wicked, in the plural, shall decay. Why? You should either refer to both of them in singular or both of them in plural. The answer is as follows. He says, Tzadik me atzmoy, Rosha me chaveroy. A tzaddik is from himself, a rosha is from his friend. What is it meant by this? Maral says it's meant what we just explained. The tzaddik, why does he become a tzaddik? He becomes a tzaddik from himself, because he was given a nature. He was given powers of goodness, of uprightness, and therefore this is why he becomes a tzaddik. You do not become tzaddikim, he says, from other people. You become righteous from yourself. It is true that if you associate with righteous people, it can rub off. The Gemara tells us many times, always try to make your association with groups of Chachomim, of the wise, of the righteous. It can rub off. But he says if a person was not given an innate nature to do what's right and to be right, then all of the influence in the world won't help him to become a tzaddik. It would be impossible for him to become a tzaddik. Good example and good association will help ignite in yourself the powers which the Almighty gave you, which you were born with. But those powers are from within. Therefore, tzaddik me atzma. Person becomes a tzaddik from himself. Rosha, a rosha does not become a rosha from himself. Mechaveri. That he learns from others. It's impossible to become a rosha from yourself, because you were created without hate, and the neshama was tahora, and you were not born with an innate power of evil. That's against your nature. To be a tzaddik is with your nature. To be a rosha is against your nature. Therefore, how do you become a rosha? Mechaveri. From associating and learning from others. That's why Shlomo HaMelech in his wisdom said, Zecher tzaddik livrocha, the memory of the individual tzaddik will be for a blessing. V'shem Rishoyim Yirkov, and the names of the evil will decay. Tzadik is referred to as the singular, and Rosho in the plural. It is for this reason, it says, that when we refer to schus, when we refer to merit, we illustrate it with the color. What color? White. When we refer to hate, to transgressions, we illustrate it with the color red. Like the pasuk says, "Im yachatoechem kashonim kisheleg yalbinu." If your sins are as rare as like scarlet, then I will make them white like snow. Now why is that? Because White is a color, he writes, which is innate. While red is a color which is an addition, a tesefis. To make something red, you have to add color to it. While white is the color from itself. And therefore, mitzvahs and yosher and goodness is always described and illustrated with the color white. Because that was the nature that man was given. While hate, or also, that's a tesefis. That's not his nature, but that's something that came and was added to his nature. Or something that came and changed his nature. And this is why, also, tshuva is comparatively easy, in particular by Klal Yisrael. Tshuva is possible by all people, but in particular by Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael, in particular, have this nature of Yeshurun, of Yoshur. Therefore, the chatoim do not become part of their nature. They're merely like a malbush, like a garment, garments which are added and added and added. A garment a person can always shed. If something comes and changes his essence, his very nature, oh, that's difficult. Then it's difficult. So tshuva is merely not changing one's essence of nature, but merely removing from him the garments which has changed his nature, which has changed his nature from before. And he is merely, being chazer, he's returning to his natural self. Now, this path of righteousness, how far can it take a person? If you draw a line, and it's a crooked line, eventually it'll come to an end. No matter how big your paper is, if it's crooked, it's eventually going to go off. That's the Rishoy. A straight line, the Chazal tell us, has no end. This is like, for example, sheker. Sheker, deceit, and lie is crooked. Therefore it says lekoi. Lies never last. Eventually they're forgotten. Emes koi, kushti koi. Truth lasts forever because it's straight. And therefore, this path of righteousness, since it's the perfection of uprightness, it's straight, it has no end. It's endless. And therefore, the degree that a person can reach, if he uses the nature that was given to him, if he uses the neshama that was given to him, if he labors in Torah, which guides him, the degree and the level that a person can reach is endless and goes on and on and on. It is infinite, because something that's straight always goes. This is why we have found in our nation tzaddikim, righteous people that reached enormous, unbelievable heights. Not because they were born that way, not because they were decreed to be that way, and not because it was decided from the 6 days of Bereishis. Now, they were born like anyone else, but they followed a path that was perfectly straight. And they went on and on and on, almost endlessly, until they reached towering heights. With this we can understand what the Gemara says further in Nida. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Nida that when the Malach comes and he makes this unborn child take an oath, Ti Tzadik, Al Ti Rosho, that you should be righteous and don't be a Rosho. So he says something further. He says, Vafilo Kola Elam Kula Imrim Loch Tzadik Ato. And even if the whole world will tell you that you are a tzaddik, but in your own eyes, you shall always look at yourself like a rosho. This is what the Gemara says. And seemingly it doesn't make sense. You shall be a tzaddik and not a rosho. And even if the entire world will tell you what a great tzaddik you are, after you're born and you grow up, tehi be'einecha kerosho. But in your own eyes, the Malach makes him swear that you'll be in your own eyes like a Rosh, not like a Tzaddik. What does he want from him? So this the Maral says, because the level of Tzaddik that one can attain in this world is never finished until he leaves this world. Because if you go straight, that's forever. That's endless. And therefore the Malach is warning him. We are giving you a soul and we are giving you a nature that can bring you to heights of tzidkis, of enormous righteousness. But you should know these heights are endless. So therefore, even if your friends, even if your family, even if your Rebbe, Afilu kol ha'ilam kula, even if the entire world tells you what a great tzaddik you are, do not think that you have reached your full potential. Because the potential you were given is endless until you leave this world. And therefore, not only have we given you a nature to become a tzaddik, but we have given you an endless nature to become a tzaddik. And therefore, even if everyone in the world will tell you what a great tzaddik you are, you must always remember that you are still a rosho in comparison to what more you can gain, what more you can attain until you take your last breath of this world. This is the enormous height. And this is what is meant when the Gemara tells us, it said, which we brought at the beginning of the Shir, Vayare Lekim Mesor Kitov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the light, and he said it was good. And the Gemara comments, he was referring to the tzaddikim who will grow during the generations. That even if for these few tzaddikim, it is sufficient to create the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a straight world, he didn't want a crooked world. So he certainly has not created the world, creating the world for the Rishoyim. He wanted a world that would be in balance, not in destruction like a wild wind. But we see the tzaddik was compared to the Or, to the light. And why to the light? From all of the creations of the Almighty, the light is the highest level that has elevated itself and distinguished itself from that of physical matter. If you'll notice that physical matter is contrary to light. The more physical matter, the less light. For example, the earth. The earth is a physical mass. There's no light in the earth. You go down, dig into the earth, it's darkness. You come into the atmosphere, a fire. Fire is less physical mass, more light. Come further into the atmosphere of gases. Less physical mass, more light. Until you go high up into the atmosphere, to the sun, which is the source of the light, of the physical light. And there you have elevated yourself from the chemer, from the physical matter, and you have distinguished yourself from physical mass. And this is the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik, as he grows and grows, he elevates himself from the physical world to the point where he becomes pure like a light and distinguishes himself from the Roshu. The Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Choshech, darkness, is referred to the Roshu. And then it says Vayavdel Elokim Bein Ha'or Bein HaChoshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the two, because the two are totally incompatible. There can be no mixture of light and darkness, just like there can be no mixture of what is crooked and what is straight. What is straight cannot be crooked. What is crooked cannot be straight. What is unbalanced cannot be off balance. What is central cannot be off center. So just like the light and the darkness are totally incompatible, so is the tzaddik and the rosho. Therefore he was compared to the light. But what's also to take note, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Vayara Elokim es ho'or, he saw the light. And the Gemara asks, what does it mean, the light? And the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yubeis Omer Aleph tells us it was speaking about a special light. Or shenivra b'sheishish me'bereishis, this was the light which HaKadosh Baruch created during the 6 days of creation. And this was such a pure light. It was such a pure light that man could look with this light and see from one end of the world to the other. And also the Gemara says it was a light that was only good. Vayar Elokim Esor Ki Tov, only good. Our sun is not only good. Our sun is good, but not only good. You stay in the sun too long, you can get a bad burn. The sun, heaven forbid, can kill. So our sun is good, but not only good. There it states, Vayar Elokim es ho'or, he saw that light, ki tov, it was only good. So the Gemara says, what is this referring to? It said that the light that he created then, gonzu le tzadikim lasid lovay, ein kedai the rishoyim l'shamish bay. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that light was so good and so pure, he said, it's too good for this world. Why? Not for the world, but it's too good for this world because he foresaw rishoyim, crookedness, imbalance. That light was perfect balance. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let me take it away and conceal it. And it'll be in the world to come for the tzaddikim, for the righteous, for the yoshorim, the yosho. And instead he gave us the sun that we have today. So the tzaddikim were not only compared to the light of the sun, but they were compared to that light, which was the ultimate of purity, of zakus, totally distinguished from any physical mass, which Adam Tsefer by Omami Misefer Elamat Tsefer, which man could look in that light and see from one end of the world to the other. So this is showing us to what level that a person has in his potential. I'd like to conclude with what the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. After that, the Rambam writes that Adam nidain kefi reiv ma'isav, that a person is judged in accordance to the majority of his deeds. If the majority of his deeds, this again is both quantitatively and qualitatively, are righteous, then he's a tzaddik. If they're not, then he's rosha. If they're mechsal mechsa, half and half, then he's classified as a beinani, right in the middle. So the Rambam writes, "Afal pishat ki hashef v'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakosov." Even though the mitzvah of blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a decree which the Torah tells us without a reason, still there's something we can understand in it. Sleepers and slumberers, wake up. Search and investigate your deeds. And if you find what you're doing or anything that you're doing is wrong, chazru b'tshuva, then you must return to what's right. Bezichru b'irachem, and remember your Creator. And it's referring to those who forget what the purpose of the world is. Because we become so involved in temporary burdens, in temporary obligations, temporary pleasures, and we become drawn after what is meaningless and what has no permanent value. So therefore the shofar comes to wake us up. Therefore a man should look at himself during the entire year, like he is a beinoni. Half all of his deeds are good, and half of his deeds are not good. And also he should view the world in this manner, that half of the deeds of the world are meritorious and half are not. Therefore, he should say to himself, Chota chet echod, if he will do now one further sin, then he brings himself and the entire world into the half of guilt. And he can cause the destruction of the world. Also mitzvah, achas. But if he'll do one mitzvah, then he can bring himself and the whole world into the side of merit. The Goram Leolahem Tshuva Atzola, and he can bring salvation, he can bring a Yeshua to the entire world. And this is what is meant, the Rambam says, when it states V'sadik Yisod Olam, that the tzaddik becomes the foundation of the world, because Zeshet Tzodak, because this person now that made himself into a tzaddik, because he made the majority of his acts as good, he has now swung himself and the whole world to the side of schus, to the side of merit. And he has saved the world. Excuse me. And because of this, Nogu Kol Beis Yisrael, it is the custom of the whole house of Israel, Laharbeis Bitstoka, Uve Maisim Tevim, Velasik Bemitzvahs, to increase their mitzvahs, increase their giving of tzedakah, of their good deeds of chesed and kindliness and so forth, and to do mitzvahs, increase their mitzvahs, may Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, yes, and Mikol Hashanah, more than the entire year. And this is where the custom comes from. It's a slichus to get up while it's still nighttime yet, during the 10 days of tshuva, and to be misparal to a pidul ta'korish baruch hu until the light of day. And this is referring to what we said, and one additional gemara, because the gemara in Yuma firstly brings that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the light, he says, this is for the tzaddik. I created the world for the righteous, not for the wicked. I didn't want destruction brought to the world. And even for one righteous person, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. That's one Gemara. Then the Gemara says further, Omar Rab Chanina Bar Abba Omar B'Yechanan Afil B'Shvil Tzadik Echot Ha'olam Iskai. Not only did he create the world for the righteous, and even for one, but the world is sustained even by one. As it states, Tzadik Yisod Olam, that he is the foundation, the pillar of the world. So both he created it for an individual tzaddik if necessary, and it is sustained by this. This is what the Rambam is drawing from. Therefore, during these days, a person is supposed to look at himself as if he's in the middle. And any mitzvah that he does swings him over to the kafskus, to the meritorious side, and together can swing the entire world over. In this way, he keeps the world going. So, we learn from all of this. Is the tzaddik is the one who's upright. He does not deviate to the right or to the left. He's in perfect center and perfect balance. The rosha is the one who deviates. And once he deviates, nikra rosha, he's called a rosha. Because you can't have balance and imbalance together. You can't have center and off-center together. Straightness and crookedness are not compatible. And this was the purpose of the world. And this level is endless. Just as something that's straight is endless. It is endless, the level of righteousness that one can come to. But it was not given to an elite group. It was not preordained from the beginning of creation. Who will be the great righteous people? Who will be those few righteous people that are found in every generation? And we are not speaking of some inhuman level without transgression. No. But this was not preordained at all. But everyone was born with a nature to seek what is upright and to seek what is good and what is just. And he was given the Torah and the mitzvahs to teach him further. If he pursues this, then tzaddik me'atzmoy. He is merely fulfilling his nature. If he deviates from this, then rosh mechaveroi, he is changing his nature. Tzaddik comes from himself. The rosha comes from others. And this potential was given to every newborn. The angel comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, ruler of the world, please decree on this seed, will he be clever or not so clever? Will he be strong or weak? Will he be wealthy or poor? But permission was not granted to the angel to ask the Almighty to decree whether he will be tzaddik or rosho. Because that domain is left by the person. So therefore, every individual not only has this potential, and at any time of life, because still he leaves this world, but it is incumbent upon him, as the Malach makes him swear to a tzaddik, that you should be a tzaddik and not a rosha. We should all be zeicher to see righteousness flourish in the world. It's a world that can use some righteousness. We don't have to look very far to see what's wrong with the world. We have to look very far to see what's right with the world. And we should be zeicher to see righteousness flourish in the Amma Yeshurim, in the nation of those that were up, given the ultimate nature of uprightness. And we should all have a ksiva v'chasima tova, a year shnas chayim v'sholem, a year of life, a year of peace. Peace for Klal Yisrael, peace for the entire world, and see how Romas Keren HaTorah, the uplifting of the crown of Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.